T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
It's now time for Gwen and Chris to rank their top 5 of the day.
Gonna grip and rip as usual.
But this isn't just a regular top 5 list.
I love it. It sounds sadistic, but I love it.
This is The Countdown. And it starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, we are indeed going back to high school for our countdown today. Top 5 songs from our high school lives. I kind of, my personal list... I'm doing my top 5 prom songs.
Oh, okay.
Going back to the prom songs.
Yeah. Number 5.
Sorry, and Scraby and Tony, of course, a little different generation than me, so I expect my songs to be diabolically opposite from your songs.
Well, I know 2 of them, and yes, they are. They are different.
He knows a couple of them. Yes. Scraby does already, and he's never heard them before. So let's start. Why don't we put me in the middle?
Okay.
Scraby, right. Why don't you go first? Give us your top 5 high school playlist song.
Yes, well, my number 5. Actually, I have to give an honorable mention to Exhibit Alcoholic. Call it what you want to call it. I can't say the rest of it.
You're a little bit later than me. I was in college at that point.
Yes,
so,
but yes. How ironic when I was in high school that I didn't touch a drop of alcohol, and I sang this song like I was going to become an alcoholic. And guess what I did, guys? I did become an alcoholic. I'm in recovery now. But anyway, honorable mention. But my number 5... I'm a TRL guy. That's where my high school days were at.
TRL.
Nookie by Limp Bizkit was amazing. Oh, it was so good.
That was a good one.
Have you ever heard Nookie?
I've never heard Limp Bizkit.
You never heard Limp Bizkit?
I've heard of them. I've never heard them.
Chris would
like
it.
Okay.
Yeah. Was that the one with that Fred guy?
Fred Durst.
Fred Durst.
Yes.
Durst.
Yeah, one of the weirdest guys in music history.
He's pretty weird, yes. He's pretty weird. He's a director now.
In music history, he's it.
He's a movie director
kind of
now,
an embarrassing
Chris.
Character.
All right, that's my number 5.
All right, so what was the name of your song?
Nookie.
Nookie.
Did it all for the Nookie. Come on, the Nookie. Why'd you take that cookie? I can't say the rest. I listened to all of these songs like 100 times in the past 3 days.
All right, my number 5 song is by the Bee Gees.
Oh.
And you talk about something a little opposite from that. This is called Staying Alive. It's from the movie Saturday Night Fever.
Great song.
They were these songs, all of them from Saturday Night Fever, were the top of the charts when I was in high school.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Night Fever, More Than a Woman. But Staying Alive is the most popular of the trio there. From the Bee Gees, How Deep Is Our Love. I mean, just all kinds of great hits from that movie. So Staying Alive is my number 5 high school playlist song. Staying Alive, Staying Alive. There you go. All right, Tony. Where are you taking us?
On my list is an Exhibit tracked, much like Scraby's, but it was before that album. It was a single called Paparazzi.
Ah, yes.
One of my
Paparazzi, isn't that
rap songs.
Isn't that Lady Gaga?
There's a couple songs.
There's probably a billion Paparazzi.
Yeah. Okay.
This was the one I was talking about. That's number 5 on my list.
Yeah. All right. So what was the name of the singer?
The artist? Exhibit.
Yeah.
Exhibit.
X-Z-I-B-I-T, I believe.
Oh, wow. Okay. That
he
I'm
did
not
also
familiar
did
with.
Pimp My Ride, which was a great show.
He did this show, Pimp My Ride. Yeah. Yes, he did.
Gotcha. Yeah. All right. I'm not familiar with that. All right. Into number 4, Scraby.
Number 4.
Go, Shorty. It's your birthday. 50 Cent in the Club was my senior year song right there.
50 Cent in the Club.
In the Club. It was a great song. I don't care who you are, but if you have heard that song in a club, Anytime you hear it for the rest of your life, you are going to get into that song. Into Club is my number 4.
I can't believe Curtis Jackson made your top 5.
Look at that.
How about me even knowing that?
That is amazing.
All right, my number 4 song, we're going to play a little clip of it. This is my number 1 dance song from my prom. It was the one that you wanted to be out on the floor when they were playing this one, Close to Your Honey. It's called Always and Forever by the group Heatwave. Oh, yes. The slow, grooving sound of Heatwave.
Always and forever.
All right, we're probably going to put everybody to sleep play too much more of it, but that's my number 4 song. All-time classic love song from the late 70s.
This is a good one, Chris.
It is a great dance song, and everybody will, if you get out there with the love of your life, they will always cuddle up little closer to you with that one.
Do you know why I know this song?
Why is that?
Yeah.
There is a very one of my favorite movies, House Party.
House Party.
Is that with Sinbad?
No, that's with Kid and Play.
Oh, okay.
It's with Kid and Play. They play this song at some point during a house party for the slow jam segment.
Yeah.
That is how I learned this song.
Yeah.
It's a good one, Chris.
Outstanding slow jam by Heatwave, Always and Forever, my number 4.
That's a good one.
Thank you. All right, Tony.
That is a really good one, Mr. Ello.
Thank you.
You did that on that one.
Good.
It's my turn, right?
Yes.
I have to go back to high school, and I have to go with the original Marshall Mathers track. Oh, my gosh. I can't remember.
The first one.
The first Real Slim Shady album. No, it wasn't the Real Slim Shady.
Guilty Conscience.
No, it wasn't Guilty Conscience. That was on the first album anyway, Guilty Conscience.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's the second album. I'm sorry. It was the second album. Not what was it called?
Stan?
Nope, not Stan. The Way I Am. The Way I Am.
Oh, yes.
The Way I Am, number 4.
That's a good one. That is a really good one. All right.
Number 3.
This is the most excited I've ever been about a countdown in my entire life. All right, my number 3 is actually something that was all throughout my high school. I really love these guys. Linkin Park, In the End. This, Chris, was one of the most overplayed songs I have ever heard in high school. Every promo video was this, or Numb, or one of the Linkin Park songs, but I'm sure you've heard of Linkin Park, Chris.
I have.
Okay. Do you like them?
I've never been there, but I've heard of it.
No, that's Chicago.
Oh, this is a group.
This is just good stuff right here.
I've heard this song before. So.
Okay, good.
I've actually heard
Unfortunately,
that.
I mean, Chester Bennington, we read this thing all the time that says it's okay to not be okay, but Chester Bennington, you know, he took his own life, and so I use this as a moment to tell everyone, it's okay to not be okay. Sorry to make it weird.
Get help out there.
Yes.
All right. My number 3 song is an all-time classic in the history of rock and roll. It happened to out during my high school time in high school. So the song is called Stairway to Heaven. It's by Led Zeppelin.
Yes.
Everybody's heard it a million times. And it's not my personal all-time favorite, but I tried to find a list of songs that kind of represented my era. And Stairway to Heaven, you couldn't get through my high school time without a little Stairway to Heaven from Led Zeppelin.
All right.
Tony, have you heard that one before? You probably have.
I probably
and you're
have
not
heard
sure.
it yeah. and just don't know it by name.
It's like a 12-minute song.
It's one that all DJs
they do. They do
know
remix
that
it at some
song
point.
Because if they have to take a bathroom break, they would always play Led Zeppelin.
Because it's 12 minutes.
Because it's 12 minutes and run to the John.
All right, I'm going to slide to more of the R&B lane here for number 3. How about a little Blackstreet, No Diggity?
Wow. I haven't even thought about that song in forever.
Featuring Dr. Dre and Queenpin, it was a smash hit. So
That was a smash hit.
That was like my freshman year of high school right there.
That's pretty good.
All right.
Chris, you know what No Diggity?
I don't. I know
no
Dr. Dre. I've heard of him.
Okay.
Well, give me credit for what I have. What
no,
I
you
know.
Definitely surprised me with Curtis Jackson as 50 Cent. So.
See? Yeah. Well, he 50. He probably knows 50 from that bad first
from
pitch.
From that first pitch, exactly. That's exactly where I'm from.
Probably does.
Yeah.
All right.
Number 2.
My number 2, I can't complete a list because 1999, I was a freshman in high school. This band is a San Diego band. Blink 182, What's
Pow
My
Wait!
Age Again? What's My Age Again is a great song. It played everywhere. It was all over TRL. And those guys live, I don't know that they live here anymore, but I know that they lived here for a very long time. And the lead singer actually lived next to LCC. And I saw him a few times over there. He's a very nice guy.
Tom?
No, not Tom DeLonge. Mark Hoppus, maybe?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. So. Blink 182, What's My Age Again?
All right. I'm up then.
Yes.
All right. My number two song in my all-time prom songs list is by Earth, Wind, and Fire. It's called September.
Yes.
It still continues to this day to be a hit if you
tell
ever
you,
hear
Chris,
it.
Chris, your list is lit right now.
It's not
now,
too
man.
Bad. Yeah, September's an all-time classic song. I did see Earth, Wind, and Fire play in concert during my high school days, and September was the last song of the night, and, I mean, people went absolutely crazy when they finally played it, and it still plays on the radio today. I hear it all the time.
Great song.
Do you remember the 21st night
Do
of September?
Do you remember?
It's so good. Here it goes.
Here we go.
Do you remember when it was
September?
Yeah, only 9 days ago.
That's the jam right there.
That is good.
That's my number two.
That is a good one, Chris.
That's
good job.
Great song, Chris. I'm what, three of the four, man. I'm on.
Yeah,
I'm on to these songs. Number two on my list. Go ahead and cue it up, Mr. Scraby. We DMX, the Rough Riders anthem.
Now this.
For everybody my age.
Oh, man.
I don't care what genre of music you liked. You like this song right here.
Stop. Drop. Shut them down. Open up shop.
Chris is looking at me.
I've never heard this one. They've never made this on the old man station.
I better stop playing that right now just in case it's not actually the clean version because it gets a little racy.
Yeah,
right.
It gets a little grimy. It gets a little grimy, but that was number two on my list.
Oh, that's a good one, Tony. That's a really good one. All right.
Number one.
My number one, we've already kind of said it, but it started my love affair with this person because he was so different and wrong that I loved him. Eminem, The Real Slim Shady. This is my number one song from high school.
Eminem dominated our era.
Oh, he did. He did. He put out like a bunch of albums in our high school era. But this song right here, I will tell you right now, my parents had no idea that I bought this CD and what was on this CD. And they came in my room one time, and they heard Guilty Conscience.
Oh.
And they were like, what are you doing with this?
Again, Guilty Conscience was not on this album.
Yes, it was. It was on the first
was
one.
Was it really?
Yes.
This isn't the first one.
This is the first one.
No, it's not.
He had one before this? This was his song, though.
We're going to have to argue about this off here.
No, I'm an idiot.
This is the second album.
I'm so dumb.
Guilty Conscience is on the first album. Guilty Conscience is a crazy album if your parents don't know you're listening to that, because there's all kinds of stuff you
I know.
To do with
I can't believe I just messed this up, because you know what? I had this right here queued up, and I played a different song, but this song, My Name Is. What am
there
I
you
doing?
Go.
This is ridiculous.
That's off the first album.
Thank you. I was very confused. I'm sorry.
You're very welcome.
Can I just ask a question?
Yeah. What just happened?
No. Yes. If my favorite Eminem song is Lose Yourself from the 8 Mile movie, does that make me nerdy?
No.
Or is that still okay?
That's one of his most famous songs.
I know it is, but I didn't. Sometimes more famous makes you, less cool.
No, you can definitely like that one.
All right.
Yeah.
My number one song was released in June of 1979, and that is exactly when I graduated high school. It was by a group called The Knack, and when they came into being, they came out with this song right here. It's called My Sharona. People were talking about them as being the next Beatles. It never turned out. This was the only hit they ever had. But this song takes me right back to getting my diploma. So so I chose it as number one.
It's a good one. It's definitely
a good
one.
That is a good one. That is a good one. But you see how the music evolves, though.
Yes, right. It sounds pretty weak back when that song came out. Well, this is a hard rocking song right here.
All right. It's funny you picked your senior year to go out on number one.
Yeah.
I'm going to also do the same thing in 2000. Country Grammar by Nelly came out. This thing was on fire. Like, this thing lasted, it felt like a couple of years before it became old.
Oh, yeah, it's still not old.
The next time he came out with an album, I was in Cape Cod playing baseball. So this lasted from my senior year. This album played from my senior year of high school all the way until he came out with that next album, which was 4 years later.
Wow.
Can I ask one question about Nelly?
This is a great, yes.
Why did he wear the Band-Aid?
I don't know, honestly.
Really?
I don't know.
I figured
either.
You would know that.
That's a good question.
I don't know. I'm asking. I thought you guys might.
How about this? The reason why Air Force Ones are as big as they are is because of these guys.
That's true. I remember.
Air Force Ones used to cost like $75, maybe even cheaper. Might have been $55. Now you can't get those bad boys for less than $125.
You cannot.
Nike got their stock boosted by Nelly and his crew.
Wow.
But yeah, this song was fire.
I hate to say that Nelly is kind of past his time, but I just typed Nelly into the Google search and pictures of the golfer Nelly Korda came up.
Hey, by the way, Nelly, heck of a baseball player in high school.
And he was a great football player as well.
Good athlete. But yeah, Nelly, country grammar number one on my list.
Okay.
All right, Chris.
Well, that was definitely an interesting dichotomy of songs there. But
it's my favorite.
There we
go. We covered a couple different...
Generations for you there on the Gwen and Chris countdown. When we come back, the Daily Gambit as Gwen and Chris continue.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.